Hello there and welcome to this short talk. The purpose of this talk is to help you remember. Now, what it is that this talk is going to help you to remember is an awareness. It's not a thought, it's not a memory, it's not a concept or an understanding. It's not something you can write down on paper or think about. It's a state of awareness. So these words are really already coming from that state of awareness. Therefore, they are like a call home, calling you back to the same state of awareness, which is, of course, our natural state of awareness. It's not a complicated or unattainable, illusory state that is hard to access. In fact, it's quite the opposite. It's a state of awareness that is effortless. A state of awareness that is so close to us that we don't even know it's there. Almost like a fish swimming in water. A fish doesn't notice that it's surrounded by water because water is all there is. You know, the fish doesn't know anything else but water, so it's hard for the fish to be aware of the water. And it's the same with awareness. Now, awareness is usually spoken of in terms of being aware of something. So there is an awareness, and there is something which we are aware of. So there is an awareness of happiness, or there is awareness of discomfort, or an awareness of sound, or an awareness of light. You know, so this awareness that I'm speaking of now, is an awareness of something which is indescribable. So all we can do is really use words carefully and say that it's an awareness of space, an awareness of aliveness in the ether. I mean, and to say it's an awareness of God is probably not the kind of terminology that not many people, or not a lot, some people don't like to hear those words, you know. But to be aware of something sacred, something holy, something divine, that has no form, that can't be seen, that can't be touched, that can't be sensed with our usual senses, but we can be aware of it. In that awareness, we become joined with it. In that awareness, we lose our separation from this sense of divinity, this sense of purity, this sense of light that exists in the air. And to become aware of this space, this energy, this light, this divinity, then all you need to do is be silent, to be quiet, to listen, to be receptive, to take a break from the mind, and be receptive to a deeper communication, a more simple communication, a more clear and pure communication. And time is needed, a little space and a little time, just to become quiet, just to settle down, and let the mind become silent and breathe some life into your body. Relax your chest, relax your heart, and become open so that you are more receptive and able to tune in to this different level of communication that's always happening, that's always there.